Okay, so no, just in terms of what we were doing yesterday, it's like I said, it's something like just to think about it. It is speculative because you're positing a lot more than is necessary for this particular case. You know, what we're saying would cover a lot more than this case. Let's put it that way. So that's why I consider it a little more speculative. But I think it's an interesting thing, and keep it in mind. Maybe when we come across other things, we can either validate it or dismiss it.
I think about the ninth thing.
Now what? Well, I was thinking that also could define the type of action. It has to be a completely free action. Can't be a hampered action. So if you're cutting with a mechuber, then you don't have the it's a different kind of a different kind of an action. But anyway, just to sum up the way I was thinking about it is, according to what I'm saying, the way I'm thinking about it is that it would come out like this: that according to everybody, really, any inyan of mitzvah requires a shame mitzvah. Right, that's basically what we're trying to say. Any inyan of mitzvah requires shame mitzvah. Anytime there's a kiyam ha-mitzvah, it requires a shame mitzvah. Now, by maisa, let me just give you a backdrop. The way I was thinking about what was bothering me was, why would you need lishma in general? Why would you need lishma? What do you have more in the cheftza? You have a better cheftza? And also, what bothered me a little bit is, the lishma by this type of lishma seems very similar to a question of mitzvah shvichas kavan or not, right? Like, is a sukkah a common object or a mitzvah object, which is somewhat of a brings to mind the way some people think about the question of mitzvah shvichas kavan in general, not necessarily the right way to think about it, but that's a general approach people take sometimes. Is a maisa mitzvah, does it need to be defined as a special kind of a mitzvah, or is it just a mundane action? But what bothers me is how come by mitzvah tzvichas kavana, that's a big shas question between the Amorayim. And over here, you don't have that kind of a machlokas. It's only by particular cases. And there's no machlokas, not totally in any general machlokas in Amorayim, right? So that's what I was thinking. That maybe really, but like we were saying last year, mitzvah tzvichas kavana means to say it's a question of the maisa. That really, to be yotzei a maisa mitzvah, you have to be doing a maisa shel mitzvah, right? You have to be doing a maisa shel mitzvah. But by maisa, you can say that since the gavra is mechuyev b'davar, the gavra is always involved in maisa, right? The gavra is involved in, as long as it's the maisa of the gavra, and the gavra is a mitzuva v'omed, so he's automatically, his asiya, because of him, has a character of mitzvah. But you couldn't, that's machlokas. But you couldn't say by a halachic, by a cheftza, that it would automatically have a status of mitzvah. You couldn't say by an entity that every sukkah in the world automatically has a shame of a cheftza shel mitzvah. Right? By Adam, you can say there's a machlokas. No, it's when you need, if you need this idea of shame mitzvah by asiya, so that I can see that it's a question, because you have the gavra himself, who is the source of the asiya, and he himself is defined as a Ben Torah and a Bar Chiyuva. So it could be that through him, as the Osa, it's enough to give the Maisa a shame of Maisa Shal Mitzvah. But by a Cheftza, it's not possible. Where's it coming from? Right? So in a sense, it's unifying those two things. But by doing that, it's positing a couple of points. That's where you get a little. That's where I'm a little unsure. But I think it's like I said, it's something to worth. It's worth exploring. I don't view it as a solid. A solid thing, but I do think it's worth exploring, worth thinking about, talking about, maybe working on. Okay. Okay. All right, let's take up the next question now. All right. So now you have like, as according to Beis Hillel, you have a question. The Yerushalmi says, according to Beis Hillel, even though the sukkah yishana is good, so that means that what? You don't need a sukkah l'shem chag. But the Yerushalmi says, nonetheless, you should do what? Tzarech l'chadesh bod dover. You should make something new here. Tzarech l'chadesh bod dover. Yeah. And what does that mean? It says machlokas. Either a tefach or a kol shu. But a kol shu has to be along the whole length. Right? Okay, so you have two questions now. I mean, so I guess you could say it's wrapped up into one, but you can isolate two questions here. One is, what does chiddush davar, in other words, if you really have to be mechadesh, if you need something new, so how is a tefach helping you? Like if you had the case by like Tasav Lomenosa, I was telling Johnny before. If you made a sukkah improperly, so you have to lift up every piece of schach and put it back down, right? So what does a tefach? So that I understand. You're rebuilding basically. But what does one tefach do? What does one tefach do? Right? Yeah. And another question is this l'chatchila or b'dievitz? Mashma that, I mean, the Ran says explicitly in the beginning, right? Remember the first Ran, he said it's just mitzvah min amuchar. It's not ma'akev. I'm not learning it's ma'akev going to Beis Hillel. I mean, if it was ma'akev going to Beis Hillel, then it would be a machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And Tosa should say, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli. But apparently it's not ma'akev, so Tosas holds it's could be the Bavli was only talking about what's le'ikuva, but not talking about all the what's the muvchar. But then the question is, so what is the kiyam? I mean, what is the kiyam? If Tosas really holds that you don't need a l'shem mitzvah, a sukkah shel mitzvah, sukkah shel chag. So, what's the mitzvah min amuvchar? What is it improving here? Where is there room for kiyum? Right? I don't know, I'm thinking about it. In other words, is it a machlokas bavli and Yerushalmi?
Is that enough for me to move in with the idea is going to be?
I don't know. What is just it's saying Beis Hillel holds both of them hold being in the Shema, and if you don't have the Shema, then Hillel holds his kosher, and the Shema holds that it's if you don't have the Shema, Hillel holds you doing the Chayish Shabbat Dover, and the Shema holds just puzzle.
So it's a machlokus about whether Chiddush Dover can fix it. But that's certainly not the way Rashi's learning.
Yeah.
Then it would seem that it is a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. I mean, our whole Bavli goes through the drushas. It's hard to say that because the drushas are that Hillel doesn't, the Beis Hillel doesn't learn those drushas. The Gemara only wants to know my time of Beis Shammai because the Pesukim, and Beis Hillel doesn't have those Pesukim. So where's the Lishma? Doesn't seem there's a requirement of Lishma for Beis Hillel.
Also, I mean, doesn't Lishma, I can't think of any case where you could just change one thing and make the whole thing
Lishma. Right. That's true. Yeah. So what do you say? So what do you say? Well, first of all, what about the small question? Small question is Dover Cotton. What's the difference between the Tefach and the Kol Shu Al Pnei Kula? What? That's classic. That's classic.
It seems like that's
Aleph Beis. Huh?
There's making a new.
Wait. What are you answering?
The Machlokes that you said about Tefach and the.
Everything is talking about schach, right? You understand, right?
So kol shu would mean that you have to do something to all of it, and so you have to requalify, all the substance. Whereas the other one would say adding to the substance itself is requalifying the whole thing.
What's up with kula? It's a topical thing, isn't it? You're gonna do every all points.
It means like the length.
Just one side.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was
anything. What's a kol
shu? It was moving.
What's that?
You shake the whole
thing. Isn't it that you move it, kol shu, not add anything?
Well, all these things are moving. Picking up and putting down is the same as...
You do a kol shu to every single piece on the whole length?
No. A kol shu is a shear. Kol shu is how much schach. It's not how much you have to move it, because it's opposed to tefach. Oh, are you learning tefach means you have to lift it up a tefach?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I thought it was just like one piece of tefach versus the whole thing.
Huh?
Why would it matter how high off it is?
Yeah.
When the Gemara says lift it, you say how high. It doesn't. It just says lechadish dava, right?
So it's alpnei kula then.
Alpnei kula means the length of the whole thing.
We're getting that to length.
Okay, the width.
I mean, that's from the Yerushalmi.
You need to add an entity of schach. Now, the question is, do you need to add a quantity of schach? Does the Chiddush Dover have to be that you added to the shear of schach, to the quantity of schach, right? But do you say it's not considered a, it's not ola unless it's a shear tefach? Otherwise, it's just it's not considered of an addition. An addition has to be in terms of the unit, a full unit. But you need to add a quantity of schach. You need to be mechadish a quantity or a quality. Alpnei kula is enough. Alpnei kula is enough. Is it I don't know. You surprised me. Someone surprised me. Maybe I'm just wrong. But is it a machlokas? Or does one side agree with the other? Now, is there a more chamor and makel side, or is it actually a question of what you need?
Sorry,
just
one focus. Huh?
In other words, would everybody agree a tefach is good, and he's saying even a kol shu?
Because he has that added requirement of a pnei kula.
Does the Yerushalmi say pnei kula, or the just the Mefarshim say?
Well, it's funny. It says kol shu, and then it says you will not say pnei kula.
Mm-hmm. So that means to say that if it's right, so you have to qualify either the quality or quantity. Okay, fine. But anyway, it doesn't really help us with our major question. So what do you say over here? What do you? Let's put it this way. What are you fixing? What are you adding? What are you fixing? Where's the psalm? What are you fixing? Yeah.
Is it that you're adding new stuff, or like you're just lifting?
There's no difference between adding new stuff and lifting and putting
it
down.
What you're saying for it.
That's what Rashi says on the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says. And Hidla Lav has a gefen. If you made a sukkah in the wrong way, you put on growing vegetation, and then you cut it from the ground, right? Yoni, you'll say you're not allowed to use a growing tree. So let's say you put the tree on while it was growing, and you made the shade out of the branches, and then you just cut it when you were done. So that's the old Tasav Lomanosi problem. So the Gemara says you have to be, the Mishnah says you have to be Minaneya. So Rashi says you mean you have to lift it up and put it back down. And that's like making it new. That's like remaking it. It's like Stira. It's like being Sosa the whole thing and putting it back together. You don't have to actually be Sosa the whole thing at once. You can do it piece by piece. That's apparently a Chiddush. But this is just in terms of one corner. I mean, Oh, so maybe we'll define it a little bit better. Maybe we'll define the machlokas of a tefach and a kol shu a little better. We'll take it up one level. Because Chaim's question is a good question. His question is, what do we really mean?
Is it that both sides hold that you have to add on, do you just have to do an action of adding on, or do you have to affect the structure?
Do you just have to do adding on? Which side is that?
That's kosher. You have to do an action of adding on. So,
so why does it have to be al pnei kulo?
Because
so what do you say, Chaim? So it was maybe like this. Maybe everybody agrees you just need chiddush davar, right? All you need is chiddush davar. It means you need something that's new. Right, chiddush davar. But how do you have a chiddush davar? I mean, what's the shear of the chiddush? We have a big sukkah and a small sukkah. What's the shear of the chiddush? Right. What's the shear of the chiddush? That's really what they're arguing about. They're arguing about how do you determine the shear of the chiddush? Is it defined objectively by an entity of schach, which is tefach, or is the entity of schach defined by the heftza of sukkah itself? Now, is the shear a relative shear, or is the shear an objective shear? If it's an objective shear, means it has to be a unit, a tefach. The other side says no, that's not enough, because you could have a giant sukkah that's 100 tefachim. The chiddush should be commensurate to the heftza. Right, but once you get to this chiddush, it's commensurate to the chefza. It means it has to be measured by reference to the chefza. So that's no longer a fixed shear. It's just the only thing you say is a kol shu pnei kula. That would become the shear. You understand? So it's really a question. It's not really a quality quantity question. It is in a sense, but it's a question of what fixes the shear. Is it an objective shear of a chefza of sukkah, or is it a chiddush that is meaningful to this entity of sukkah? So it would have to be keneged what this sukkah is. Relative to the sukkah, it has to be a chiddush. Okay, but anyway, so now back to the major question. So what do you say?
I'm trying to add something.
I mean, I'll give you a raya that it's not likuva. Because that's what Rashi says. You see the Rashi on Yud Aleph. The Rashi Behidlul as the Geffen, right? So he says Oshikotzon, right? So the Gemara says Oshikotzon Amarav Tzarech L'Naneya, right? So Rashi says, why do you have to do that? He says, "Nei dein tzarach lachshul sosra kula, aval tzarachu l'naneya kitzas osam shehuschu b'mechubar la'achar kitzis osam." You have to move them a little bit, the ones that you cut afterwards. Titahavilu hach ki asiyah. That makes it like asiyah. Why? The ilo psula mishum tasa v'lo min osay. The hochi mashma sukos tasa. Make a sukkah. Kisha'ata osa osa tehei ru'uya l'sukkah v'lo min osay b'psul. You have to make a sukkah, and it can't be one. You can't take one that was made b'psul. She'ein aruy l'sukkah va'ata mesakno b'tikun muat ki hai demashla b'ktsitza v'lo ha desosala. Right. So then he's saying a tikun muat is not enough. That's like tasav l'masoi. A tikun muat. So say that the whole sukkah was nasav b'psul, and all you need to do is do a tefach, is do a kol shel pnei kula. I mean, doesn't seem like that's like that would doesn't seem like that would be the type of a steerer that would be machsher the nasiya b'psul. If it was nasa b'psul, then you have a tasav lo menasi problem. Tasav lo menasi problem. You can't just fix it with a tikkun mu'at. Miu na'anu akarv l'stira hu shemagbiya kol echad levado umenicha v'chozer magbiyo eschaveo menicha. If you're going to really learn it's nasa b'psul, it's going to be difficult. You can learn it's a psul in the cheftza, at least. If you can learn it's a real psul in the cheftza, then it's difficult. It doesn't seem that psul in the cheftza you can remedy by chiddush davar. You have to be soser. Chiddush davar implies you leave it the way it is. But Rashi seems pretty clear there that if it's nasav psul, then you have a tasav lo menasi problem. You have to actually have a stira. You have to be soser and rebuild it. So if it's a really nasav psul, I don't think chiddush davar is going to help. Right.
Maybe you could say it's a different kind of psul.
You could say it's a different kind of psul.
One is like a structural in terms of the building, and
right.
Maybe it's additional part.
That's right. That's what I was saying. It depends how you go when you're. So anyway, so let's not worry about Ikuva now. Let's just think about what would be the problem. Yeah, you saw the rush? You saw the rush?
Yeah.
The rush had a funny sheet over there. Who is it from one of the Gaonim? He says, what does it mean to be a Chiddush Davar? To move in some furniture. Right? Yeah. So what does that mean? What is his idea, though? What is his idea? Where's the Chiddush Davar? What's the Chiddush Davar? Okay, but in what category is the Chiddush Davar?
The
yeah, Indira, right? As the Baal Halacha say, that what's the problem with Sukkah Yishana? What's the problem with Sukkah Yishana? Is what? Now, in terms of the Cheftza, that was the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So, in terms of the Cheftza, Beis Hillel holds it is a shame sukkah. Right, but he holds if you would move in to a sukkah yeshana, you'd be lacking in dira. If you moved into the same furniture, right? You have to, again, remember, people actually had these sukkahs that they used, like on a daily basis, you know? It wasn't like, it wasn't only for sukkah. So that's what he means. He means, what else are you going to do? You going to sit on the floor? He means there already is furniture in the sukkah, right? So what would the problem be? Sprung?
The machlokas Beis Hillel Shammai is changing the structure, it's changing the function.
So it means it would be that it's not, that you have to do your maisa dira, he holds, at least lechatchila, should be nicker that it's a it's l'shem sukkah.
Another way you can do it.
Oh, no. He's interpreting the Yerushalmi this way, right? He's learning Kol Shehu would be this Shita, no? I don't know how the Baal Lachos is learning. I don't know how he's learning that Yerushalmi.
This is like an extra thing that you could do.
Not extra. He's saying the Baal Lachos is wrong.
No, the Baal Lachos is saying that just like lifting adding a tefach.
This would be good too.
Culture, this would be good too.
That's right.
So you can, it seems like from what we're saying now, that you're limited to a certain type of activity that you're relating to the dira, but I don't know what would that apply to the adding a tefach.
Oh, you're asking how would that turn back the other way? How would lifting up the schach? Right, because you would say, okay, good question. And that gets back to our original question. What does a chiddush do? What does Chiddush do if you still have the original structure? Right? Right? Yeah. So what do you say?
I was actually thinking that it also...
Right? Okay, so you're saying that if the Cheftza was possible, then you would agree, you have to be so serious, you have to remove the shame of the Binyan and rebuild it. But over here, it's a good Cheftza. It's made Litzel. Right? So the only thing is, Beis Hillel holds, you should be koveya the nature of the dira that you're gonna use it for now. And to be koveya, you just need to add a quality. You don't need to be sosa the chefza. You can take a chefza that exists and do something to rededicate it. That's what Yehuda is saying. Rededication doesn't require stira. Just requires something that expresses that you have a new use for it. Obviously, when you do the Chiddush Davar, it has to be L'shem Sukkah. Wouldn't help you to do a Chiddush Davar for something else.
So then,
that's a kiyum in the Kviyas Sin Space that holds you. Dafka can take an old Sukkah, but still holds as an idea of expressing that it's the same structure, but it's involved in now a new activity of mitzvah. If that's ikuva or not, I don't know.
But the only thing is the mice of your
shouldn't express that. Expresses that by your kvius. It's your being kovea. You are kovea this now when you make a shinoi, when you make an addition. Now you're koveya the tashmish of this chefta.
Only
because
you're thinking
that. Only because you're thinking that, right? And apparently the sefer Trum was held even through an expression of that's the machlok between the Rosh and the Baal Trumos. Balachos. Okay. Is defining the chefza require chiddush to the chefza, or even is it enough to do what? To demonstrate the new tashmish itself? I don't know. It's hard machlokes. It's fine. It's like kinyan, like kinyan chazaka. Right, you just use the thing. That's like a king in chazaka. How do you come into a field? You take a walk around it. You move something into the air. How do you come into a guy's apartment? You move your furniture in. That's a kinyan. Because it's chazaka. Chazaka means you're being mishtamish with it in the way that demonstrates it's what it is. So Baal Trumas held. Who is it again?
Baal
Lachas held. Could also.
I'm
going to say that. Baal held. That's all you need is to be is like a giloy, is like to be magala, like a giloy das or an expression, any expression of the dira, of the new dira. But it is interesting how he got it from that. How could he get it from that? Apparently, he holds this is a greater expression, right? He must hold that moving in the new kalim is even greater than shaking the schach up nekula. Otherwise, you couldn't learn it from the Yerushalmi. But it's a tough machlokas. So it's a question of what is greater. They say for the Rosh is learning the opposite, that being mechadish davar is greater. So you can't therefore assume moving in furniture. Baalacha somehow for some reason is learning being mechadish davar is very minimal. And moving something in would be even more. No, I guess the Baal Halachos is saying that's like an indirect thing, right? Moving the schach is indirect. Just by doing something new to the sukkah, you're expressing indirectly that you have a new purpose.
Not really. It's only because you're. Kavana is that really that action doesn't really express anything about a change of dira.
What do you mean?
That's indirect. The lifting of the staff. It doesn't express anything about dira. It's only because you have the kavana that this is l'shem sukkah. Now that becomes a maisa that has that character. Removing the furniture that is a maisa that the maisa itself.
No, let's put this way. I mean, say that he's saying that by moving something in the schach, so that is saying that there's a new purpose here. Okay, you're fixing up the place for a new. Purpose. Now, okay, it's true. It's in your kavana what the purpose is, but then that is like a new haschala in your dira. Right. That makes the next dira that you do like a new ma'isa. But that's only a. that's only, but if you would actually start the new Maisadira itself, that would be even better.
I'm not sure I grasp like the two distinct categories we're saying, to be Koveya, the action.
In other words, I'm saying that in order to understand the Balalachos, you have to equate, you have to put moving the schach and moving in the furniture in the same in the same effect, having the same effect. Right? That they're in the same, they serve the same purpose. You have to be able to express two things to make the Baal Lachos make sense. You have to say that moving the schach and moving in furniture create the same effect, right? And what?
One naturally follows the other.
Explain what the kiyum is.
And what? Almost, Michael. And that one does it better than the other, right? And that moving in the furniture, it does it better than moving than moving the schach.
Make it equal.
Or equal. Equal is a tough idea. I've been searching for equality for a long time. I don't know if you're gonna find it in this sugya here. What I'm saying is, according to the Baal Halachos, it's purely dira, like Yehuda is saying, but completely dira. Means to say that before the chag, there's a kiyum to be koveya, that this is a whole new dira. It has nothing to do with the dira that took place in this entity before the chag. Now, how do I do that? Either by chiddush davar, which is establishing a new haschala. So if I establish a new haschala, so then mamela, whatever I do next will be so then mamela, it'll be broken from the past, right? Chiddush davar is like I'm starting like I'm dedicating it anew. So that the dedication that would mamela, whatever I do after that is going to be considered a new maisadira. But to actually start the new maisadira is even better. Now, is the chiddush davar is like indirect. It's indirect. It's implying that there's something new that's coming. I'm making it new because something new is coming, in anticipation of a new idea. But to actually express the new thing, that's even better. To actually express a whole new Maisadira is even better. Right? It's enough to indicate there's a new Maisadira coming via the structure. But if I actually implement a new Maisadira, that's even better. Right? And the rush holds. It would be like if you saw a house down the block and you saw painters were there, right? So that's one indication that something new is going on. But if you saw a new family living in there, new family moving new furniture in there, that would be a clearer indication of what's going on.